It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it. James White, 44, thought his civilian job at McClellan Air Force Base was a waste of time and money. Doing the opposite of what most folks would have done, Mr. White took pencil and paper in hand and began to write a suggestion for the suggestion box. He told the U.S. government that the abolishment of his position as an inventory management specialist was in the best interest of all concerned. Now, that's something the average fellow wouldn't do. The average fellow would try to hang on as long as possible, but then Mr. White wasn't an average fellow. The suggestion bounced through bureaucratic channels for several months until it finally reached the Air Force Logistics Command at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio. And along the way, no doubt caused many an eyebrow to be raised and perhaps caused many a chuckle to boot. At Wright-Patterson, someone appreciated his idea and agreed with him. So in a short time, White's job was scrapped. There was no longer an opening for an inventory management specialist. There's an old law which says that one has to lose himself to find himself. Mr. White's actions were an example of that law being put into practice. He considered the job an unnecessary burden on the taxpayers. He saw a better way of getting the job done, and he was willing to risk his source of livelihood for the betterment of his employer. He'd gotten self out of the way and put a desire to do what was best above himself. All of us could benefit from such an example, for many of us have never lost ourselves. We think of ourselves as the number one player in this game of life, and our thoughts hardly ever go beyond ourselves. We would seldom think there would be a better way of doing what we're doing, and certainly would not suggest it if there were. We might lose what we're doing. One day, years ago now, Carpenter told some friends of his that if they would lose themselves, they could find themselves. In fact, he said, one could never find his true self until he had lost himself. And he went on to say that the person who was continually looking out for old number one would inevitably lose what he did have. The principle is true not only in religion, but in the whole of life. When you're willing to lose, then you're ready to find. And I guess many of us are concerned about James White. We nearly always worry over those who lose themselves in service to others, but we shouldn't. It's true, White lost his job as inventory management specialist, but he got a check for $1,000 for his suggestion and was promoted to supervisor. He lost himself to find himself and a better job. You know, truth is truth in whatever area you find it.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.